Boston, Pennsylvania. This is the show Spinning Plates. I'm your host, Sasha. I haven't DJed since the early December, so I'm really happy to be back. Every week, I try to put a theme to my episode. So this week's theme is percussion, and I'm sure you'll be able to see why that is with the songs I'm going to play for you. So first, I'm going to start off with some White Rabbits, Percussion Guns. It has an amazing percussion line, and I'm sure you'll recognize it.
Well, how do you do? A kiss on the cheek. It's been a while, doll, just beg, borrow, and steal all your time. We'll call it dignified. Well, now it all seems to be cut and dry. So I know which way you want. You're tired, my love. I feel the same. Take it from me. What else could you do?
Down the tube. comes up with a tender throat, and he hides it away in Bronson Park, so he can't get to it at the dark.
So that was Percussion Gun by The White Rabbits, followed by Do I Have to Talk You Into It by Spoon, a very complex percussion line followed by a pretty simple one that just really sticks out in the song and makes it what it is. Up next, I have a Gotye song called Eyes Wide Open. When I saw Gotye in concert many years ago, I was really surprised to see that he actually played the drums and sang, and I've never seen a singer who also played the drums. They're usually guitarists. So Eyes Wide Open, Gotye.
Time.
That was The Road Leads Where It's Led by The Secret Machines off of their album Now Here Is Nowhere, which is a fantastic album, mostly driven by percussion. The drums really lead every single song on that album, but it works really well with a simple guitar that still sounds awesome. And the guy's just wailing on the drums the entire time. So next I have a TV on the radio song called A Method that is percussive in a different way. It has a lot of different percussive elements in it, not just drums. And it's a super cool song. So A Method by TV on the Radio.
Bye.
So that was A Method, followed by 15 Step by Radiohead off of their album In Rainbows. That album is also very strongly based off of percussion. I don't think Phil Selway plays the same chorus twice the same way in that whole album, In Rainbows. So up next, I have a song called The Rake Song by the Decemberists, which I have played before on this show. This is the live version, and I like this version, especially with the percussive elements, because the entire band picks up a drum and they all play the drums together, and it's really cool to see live, and it sounds really cool with a very strong drum line. So again, The Rake Song by the Decemberists off one of their live albums, We All Raise Our Voices to the Air.
I had entered into a marriage in the summer of my 21st year, and the bells rang for our wedding. Only now do I remember it clear. Alright, alright, alright. No more a rake and no more a bachelor. I was wedded and it whetted my thirst, until her womb starts spilling out, baby. Only then did I reckon my curse. Alright, alright, alright. Alright, alright, alright. First came Isaiah. After feeding her foxglove, dawn was easy, she was drowned in the bath. Isaiah fought but was easily bested, burned his body for incurring my wrath.
for not trying. So I love you to bless us with your effortlessness. We're grateful and so strangely comforted. Some want to kiss, some want to kick you. There's nothing that you couldn't slip through. Or at least that's the impression I get. Cause you're slung bang, you're wet. And she's not aware yet, but she's yours. She'll be saying, use me. Show me the jacuzzi. I imagine that it's there on a plate. You're our rendezvous rate. Means that you'll never be frightened to make them wait for a while. I doubt it's your style not to get what you set out to acquire. The eyes are on fire. You are the unforecasted storm.
So that was The Rake Song by The Decemberists, followed by Mad World by Tears for Fears, which is actually the original version of this song. I know there's a much slower, more calm, and kind of creepy version that is more well-known, but Tears for Fears actually wrote the original version of Mad World, and I think that song is awesome with their percussion elements because they use a lot of kind of 80s sounds, synth sounds, obviously, because it was written in the 80s, especially during the verses. There are some really cool rhythms and beats made with all of their different percussion. And then that was followed by Brian Storm by the Arctic Monkeys, which again, I believe I have played before, but the drummer is just going crazy in that song. Absolutely incredible. I remember that song as the hardest song to play on Rock Band drums when I was little, and played Rock Band all the time. So up next, I have something a little different. I have Interlude 1 by Alt-J, followed by Tessellate by Alt-J as well. Interlude 1 goes into this song, so I figured that I should put them together so that they are together and you can hear the full effect of the interlude into the actual song. And I think from a percussion standpoint, the interlude, which is simply vocals, there's nothing else, it's a cappella. The lack of percussion there, followed with the really complex beats that they play in Tessellate, kind of enhances those beats and makes you appreciate them more. So again, this is Alt-J, two songs off of their album, An Awesome Wave.
She only a fa 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 waltz to count her steps. 18 teeth strides and she stops to abide by the law that she herself has set. That 18 steps is one complete set, and before the next 9 right and 9 left. She looks up at the blue and whispers to all of the above. Don't let me drown, don't breathe alone. No kicks, no pangs, no broken bones. Never let me sink, always feel at home. No sticks, no shanks, and no stones. Never leave it too late, always enjoy the taste of the great, 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 great world of hearts. As all dogs everywhere bark, 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 bark. It's worth knowing, like all good fruit, the balance of life is in the ripe and ruin.
chunks of me. You're a shark and I'm swimming. My heart still thumps as I bleed. And all your friends come sniffing. Triangles are my favorite shape. 3 points where 2 lines meet. Toe to toe, back to back. Let's desolate. Stones along my love, and keep along my heart. 3 guns and 1 goes off. 1's empty, 1's not quick enough. 1 burn, 1 red, 1 ring. Centigrade. While the cabin spins, chunks of you will sink down to seals. Blubber rich in morning, I'll mash you up. Yes, I know she'll love away, but it's fair to say you will still haunt me. Triangles are my favorite shape. 3 points for 2 lines meet. Toe to toe, back to back. Desolate.
So those were 2 songs by Alt J and Interlude leading into the song Tessellate off of their album An Awesome Wave. I've seen them twice live, and both times they were incredible. I had a smile on my face the entire time. And they actually have a very interesting drum set. I believe it's a steel drum set. It's not a typical one, and it makes really interesting sounds. So I figured I should add those sounds onto this percussion playlist. Up next, I have a song by The Walkmen called The Rat, which again has very fast, very intense drums in it, followed by another kind of 80s tune, Once in a Lifetime by the Talking Heads, which is similar to Mad World in their more 80s synthesizer percussion elements. So they, again, contrast a lot. So this is The Rat by The Walkmen.
beautiful house with a beautiful wife. And you may ask yourself,
was Talking Heads, Once in a Lifetime. What an influential band, even decades after their prime popularity time. Selena Gomez's new song, Bad Liar, samples the entire bass line of their song, Psycho Killer, and Radiohead is actually named after a Talking Heads song, and they were the influence for that band's name, and they are my favorite band, so I have a lot of respect for the Talking Heads. So to finish up this percussion show, I'm going to play a song by Dada, who's a band not very well known. They didn't do too much with their music career, but what they did do was absolutely incredible. I finally listened to their album Puzzle that my dad has been recommending to me for the longest time, and this particular song I've known off of that album for quite some time. I just never got around to listening to the whole album. And the album is incredible. I would highly recommend listening to it. It's called Puzzle, once again, and every single song, it's just absolutely amazing, and then it ends with a slow burn that really hits home. And the guitar riffs are incredible. The drums in this particular song are really awesome. And they kind of, their style kind of takes you back to the era of classic rock, but in a more modern way, which I really like. So again, this is Posters by Dada. This has been the show Spinning Plates. My name is Sasha. You have been listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. Thank you so much. I'll see you next Friday at 11.
Going on 50.
Not quite sure exactly what that means, but the speaker screams Sinatra and the zombies, and her hair hung red around her red blue jeans. She said she was Jim Morrison incarnate, a psychic on a prayer told her so. If I ever read Lolita, she took my hand and led me to a door. And she said, let's go to my room, I'll show you my posters. Let's go to my room, baby, I'll show you I'm a lover. Behind me, she lit a candle, then blew it out, said the moon would do just fine. The Lizard King and T-Rex for wallpaper. Above her bed hung a no parking sign. She asked me if I liked her decorator, as she stripped behind a wall of raining beads. I woke up with a pillow.